The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! In today's Daf, in Mesechet Zvachim, we're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we are at the bottom of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beit at the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the last word of the fourth line up from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Od Acheret Hayeta, there was an additional machane that did not appear in the Midbar at all, which the Chachamim created, and therefore wasn't Mechayvim Midiraita. But in Yerushalayim, there was this additional machana, and it had the name of the Chel, Ezrat Nashim. So that means, actually, the Shita takes out even the word Chel, because the Ezrat Nashim, qua Ezrat Nashim, is not really any different than the actual Harabait, except that the Chachamim gave it a different dinim. And lo hayu onashim aleh, because of this, there was no onesh, specific onesh on the Ezrat Nashim, because the Ezrat Yisrael is the Machane Shechina, the Harabait is the Machane Levia, and the city as a whole is considered to be the actual equivalent of the Machane Yisrael, Sheba Midbar. Shiloh, however, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there were actually only shtei machanot. Lo ayu ela shnei machanot bilva. Asks the Gemara, haimi nayu lo havi. When you say that there were two, which one was missing in Shiloh? Omar Rabbah, it's impossible, says Rabbah. Some have the Girsa Abaye. It's impossible to say that there was no machan alaviya. That's for sure, because mistarbara machan alaviya havoy. In other words, you might have thought that what he's saying is that maybe there was only a Machane Shechina and a Machane Yisrael. So the result, anything that was kachem kachem was eaten inside the all three machanot, just like it is Bizman Hazeh, and anything else was eaten in the entire area of Yerushalayim, and therefore there's no meaning to a Machane Leviya in terms of the halachas of Achila and so on. So maybe you would think that there was no Machane Leviya, but I'm telling you that's not possible. It's got to have been a Machane Leviya. Because Isalka da'atech, Machane Leviya lo havi. If what was missing was the Machane Leviya, and all that's left is the definition of Achila vis-a-vis, on the one hand, Kachim Kalim and Ma'aser, where that would be okay in the Machane Yisrael, and on the other hand, Kachim Kodashim, which is all the way in the Machane Shechina, and you'll say that's sufficient. It's not, because in terms of the Dinam of Tuma, what's going to happen? What will happen is, the bottom line, is Nimtzu, that Zavin and Tmei Metim end up being in the same Machane, because they're only Mishtaleach, Chutz L'Machane Achat. Normally, I mean, look, the only one who's sent all the way out of Machane Yisrael is Mitzora. Here you're telling me that the two that are left, where normally we distinguish that a Tamei Meit is not allowed into the Machane Shechina, but is allowed into the Harabayit, and the Zav, who's not even allowed into the Harabayit, in this case, there is no Harabayit, you say, in Shiloh. There's no equivalent to Harabayit. But that would mean that essentially the Zav and the Tamei Meit are in the same place and don't have separate machanot. And yet in the mitzvah of Shiluach Tameim, it says over there, et machanehem, lo yitamu et machanehem. Now, what is a machanehem? In other words, each one should be careful not to be matame the place from where it was sent out. I mean, it's with different places. And according to you, it boils down to the same thing. Therefore, there's no choice but to say that there were separate machanot, one for the Zav and one for the Tamei Meit. Tein machanelazeh is the implication of the posuk of machanelazeh. Each one requires a separate machane. Omale Rava. You run into exactly the same problem, my dear friend, Abaye. Because what are you saying? You're saying, no, it must be there was no Machane Yisrael. There's no, therefore, defined Machane Yisrael. That's what you're saying. You still get the same problem, because then even though you don't have the problem of Zav and Tamei Meit being in the same place, you have the problem of Zav and Mitzorah being in the same place. Because now that there's no Machane Yisrael, that means that the Mitzorah was able to be anywhere as long as there was no entry into the equivalent of Machane Levia. But then that was true of Zavim too. That would mean that a Zav and a Mitzorah could sit over a beer together. And yet HaTorah Amra Badad Yeshev Shelo Yeshev Tamayach Erimol. It's coming to tell me that the din of the Knesa of a Mitzorah is different than the place to where the Zav would be. And that would mean that you anyway end up with a stira. So this whole approach is not really a very useful approach. Clearly, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was not coming to tell me a difference in the dinim of Tumah. Because the Pasuk demands that there be different machanot for each level of Tumah. Ela la'olam kulu tlat avoy. Clearly, there must have been three machanot. When you say there were only two machanot, he was referring to something entirely different. He wasn't even talking about Kodesh, and he wasn't talking about Tumah. You'll never believe what he was talking about. He was talking about Klita. So, shtei machanot l'klita. When the din over there is that the machane Levia is Kailate, of someone who is Horeg B'shogeg, as we find that the Areha Leviim had a din of a rei miklat. So the question is, what was the halach of klita? Comes along Reb Shimon bar Yochai to say, you should know, when it came to Shiloh, one of the machanot was missing. In other words, there was no din of klita. That's what you're saying. Shimon bar Yochai is saying that there's only one way to understand the words about only being two, that although in the Midbar there were three, and therefore there was a defined machane Levia, in Shiloh there were not three, and therefore there was no defined machane Levia. There was basically inside and outside. So inside, legabe klita. So inside would mean the machane Shechina, and outside is machane Yisrael, and there's no defined machane Levia. In terms of what? We know in terms of Tumah there was, must be in terms of being kailate someone who had killed. But that means that as opposed to the Midbar, where there was a machane Levia, all three. And therefore, the part that was the Machane Levia was Kolet. That's amazing. Are you trying to say that in the Machane Levia itself, in the Midbar, that was the equivalent of an Ir Miklat before there was even setting aside a Re Miklat? Wow. Sounds crazy. Says, well, it may sound crazy, but it's the truth. That's exactly that law. And there's a Braita that explains it. Vatanya. Vesamti Lecha Makom. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe personally, look, I am going to set aside Lecha. Lecha means for you, personally. This is way back in the original Brit at Har Sinai. So Ve'asher lo tzadav Elohim inali yado. Vesamti Lecha Makom. Before, we're not even talking about Knis Loretz. In your time, I'm going to give you a makom asher yanus shama. That means b'chayecha. What is that makom? Your makom. I'm giving you the makom. Your makom is asher yanus shama, is machane Levia, Moshe. That means that you and your makom are the place where people should go into galut. And lehechan galim, where is the equivalent of galut or near miklat? In the midbar. Machane Levia.
Uh-huh. So you'd actually come more in.
Yeah, but that's not the point. You could come more in if somebody was living anywhere. You could come more in to be zeichen near miklat, which has would have a dinner batei orichayma or whatever. That's not the issue. Mikan, I mean, it's very confusing because when you start talking about mikutzamah and batuma and this and that, but that's exactly the point, which is why it never occurred to us. I mean, we never thought of it in that way, going in, getting closer, in Achinami. But here, this is a tremendous chiddush. So the Machane Levia had a separate halacha of an ear of the Levian. And therefore, Mikan Amru, that since Moshe Rabbeinu is being told, V'samti lecha makom, that would mean your kind of people, that is to say Levian, could also have a place. But how could they have a place? They're already there. Oh, must be that in modern terms, a Ben Levi, who was Hareg B'Shogeg, could go from one neighborhood to another in his city, because his city was an Ir Miklat. So Gola Mipelach LaPelach. I mean, there needs to be some element of Galut, so at least feel, you know, you're in Rechavia now instead of being in the Rova. But Lamaisa, If he stayed in Galah Lipilcho, I mean, if he stayed in his own neighborhood, I mean, that's also, there's no din of a neighborhood in terms of Klita. So as long as there's a change, there's a sense of Galut, the place of the Levi'im is Kolet, and this is no matter what. Is that true, though, that it's called, I mean, you can't derive that even if it's, that if it's a Bilcho, where do you see that? In other words, how do you know that there's a sense of Klita, even though there hasn't been any change? Maybe there needs to be at least a change from Bilcho. Mikra, Omer Avacha, Bereda Ravika. Look, this is not derived from the discussion that we just had about Lecha Makom. That's true that you could say maybe that would have required a complete change, you know, because over there we're just talking about the din of Machan Levia. But maybe, I mean, in terms of the place, same neighborhood. But if you take a look in the actual Parsha of Arei Miklat, so there we find Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. What do you mean Be'ir Miklato? It just became his Ir Miklat. I mean, we're making it sound like it, you know, an old favorite place. I mean, how many times has he done this, you know? Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. You know, they built it just for him, and what is it supposed to mean? No, indeed it must be, therefore, the place where he had been living. The Ir Shekalatato as a city, not that provided protection from the Gol Adam, but rather a city absorbs you. It was already Kolegasi, the Misrad HaKlita. And they don't only work for murderers. I mean, there are some normal people. And therefore, Ir Shekalatato Kvar means that you could stay in the same city, and it would also be an act of Gol. You should know that that's a big question. No, seriously is. But only because, I mean, you'd have to disconnect your GPS. No, this is not funny. There is now a major problem of every picture that you take. You know, they found out that everybody's kids are up on the internet, so that anybody who's interested in stalking a child knows exactly where they are at every time. Because the pictures are all available on Facebook, but so are the GPS data that was taken with the phone at the time was taken. So you plug in that, you already know where a school is, where they showed this. They showed on YouTube the police, like how they were like totally shocked. So it was demonstrated to them, you know, you think you're protected. Here you can actually trace, you know, like, okay, here's where this kid goes to school. Here's the route that he takes in the morning. Here's like, you know, you want to catch him, kidnap him. This is exactly all the info that you need. So they're warning people to turn off their GPS or their linkage to the photograph, the GPS, whenever they take a picture of a member of the family. Because otherwise, everybody was able to trace them for the rest of their lives. It was crazy. So the same thing is true. We're going to see later on that you need to be not exposed, because otherwise the Gol Adam, that's why we're very careful. You know, we're very careful that these should be cities where there's not a lot of business, and the Gol Adam wouldn't be found there, and people aren't communicating, you don't appear in the newspapers, and so on. Otherwise, it's too tempting for the Gol Adam to come and get you. So if you're talking about a cell phone, that's not so posh. You know. So, lechora, you'd have to disconnect your GPS. Right. That kind of klita, we'd have to cut off. So, in any event, continues the mission now. Bola Gilgal. It came to Gilgal, and over there we said that you were allowed to eat b'chol makom, kachim kalim, and kachim kadoshim we had inside of the mechitza. Now, question is, what exactly is the difference between the b'me gedolah? Well, there it says, hayu ha'bamot mutarot. So what exactly is the purpose of the b'me gedolah? I mean, we put up an olmoed in Gilgal. What is the din of that olmoed vis-a-vis the b'mot in your own backyard, or in the Gemara's version, the bamot on your rooftop? It's, you know, your own backyard wasn't that beautifully exposed. Yeah, rooftop bamot. So here we find actually a four-way machlok about precisely what the dinim would be that distinguish these three categories, the olmoed in the midbar from the olmoed in Gilgal, and the bamas yochid from the bamas tibor in Gilgal. We have three different categories. What were the differences? Tanarama. Kol nider v'nidev was korev b'bom. So only those things, we're going to learn all this out of psukim, as we'll see, only things that you could give entirely of your own volition, which would include only olot and shlamim. Those are things, of course, shlamim includes todah, but the point is, only those things that are up to you to make a neder or an adava on. Remember the difference of a neder is you're responsible for it, and adava is you say this item rather than this chiyuv. Okay, these things were brought on a bama, And the reference over here to Bama is a reference to a Bama Kitana, because on the Bama Gedol, it's not true. I mean, we know certainly the Tzibur were bringing on the Bama, and that we're going to see later on. I mean, it says Beferish that they gave the Korban Pesach, which is only nominally a Korban Tzibur, because brought together, it's really a Korban Yachid. We're calling it a Tzibur in terms of these halachas, was certainly brought in Gilgal, because it says that they brought the Pesach in Gilgal, the famous Pesach in Gilgal. So what it's talking about over here is a Bama Kitana. So whatever is nidar v'nidev is brought on a Bama Kitana. Whatever is not nidar v'nidev is not brought on a Bama Kitana. And we're going to see that what this means is not brought at all. It doesn't only mean on a Bama Kitana, but rather a yochid is not makriv a korban chovah that he has at all at the time of Gilgal. Not on his Bama Kitana, not on the Bama Gedol in Gilgal. This was the sugya we had earlier about the way that that would make Korbanot at the time of Gilgal, Mechuser Zman vis-a-vis Shiloh. Okay, so Rashid of Rabbi Meir is therefore, there was no chovah at all during those 14 years, and the Yochid was never able to bring anything but a Nidav and Nidav. And Nidav and Nidav includes a Mincha, which is also Nidav and Nidav, just like an Eilana Shlomim is, and a Korban Nazir, because a Nazir donates his Nazirot. And therefore, all that comes along with this Nazirut, including his Korbanot, later on we're going to see which Korbanot we're talking about over here, but including the Korbanot of a Nazir, I mean, certainly one would think the Korban Shlomim that the Nazir brings, which is what we take the El Nazir, which we take the Zro B'Shela from, that's included as a gift, because part of his Nazirut is that he gifts that Korban. So, okay. That was also included, says Rabbi Meir, because we're talking about the broadest definition of Nidav and Nidav. The Chachamim Omrim, you've gone too far. We agree with your basic assumption, namely that there was no Chovah at all, and we agree that Nidav and Nidav is the only thing that you can bring, but we do not agree that you can bring a Mincha. That we'll see, we learn from a Pasuk later, the Chachamim. And we consider the Chiyuvim that a Nazir brings not to be implicit in the neder of the Nazirut, but rather to be a halakha that the Torah was koveya on you once you are a Nazir. Look, in the same way that your Chayav a Korban Chatat as a Nazir, a Chatat Nazir you have to bring, and if he's Tomei, he has to even bring an Asham. I mean, clearly you can't say that implicit in his neder is a chatat. You can't be noder a chatat, I would think. Again, we'll see later on in the discussion this in our sugya. But in the same way, we don't view the nezirut as the gift of the korban. The nezirut is the gift of my staying away from wine, women, and so on. Oh, sorry, I mean from wine and haircuts. It boils down to the same thing. So the idea, therefore, is that we limit it even more. So we have two shitot so far. The shita of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim agree to the idea of no chovah whatsoever, not on a Bama Ketana, not on a Bama Gedola for a Yachid, and disagree about whether we include in the Nidav and Nidav of a Yachid the Dinam Milchen Nos. Fine. It seems to be a relatively minor machlokas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues on both of the shitot above, and he says, no, you guys have it all wrong. Actually, the din is that kol shat sibur ve'ayachid makrivin ba'ol mo'ed sheba midbar, makrivin ba'ol mo'ed sheba gilgal. It is not true, your assumption, that we treat the Bamat Sibur differently than the Ohel Moed in the Midbar. If a Yochid brought Korbanot in the Midbar, then he brought his Korbanot at the time of Gilgal. If he brought it in the Midbar, the type of Korbanot that could only be brought in the Ohel Moed, and they continue to be brought even now in the Ohel Moed, which is, of course, Gilgal. The Chiddush nowadays is that we add Nedarim and Nedavot, that you can also bring on your personal Bama. That's the only difference. So therefore, the difference between the Ohel Moed should be Midbar and the Ohel Moed should be Gilgal, says Rabbi Yehuda, lies precisely in that issue. That in the Ohel Moed should be Midbar, there was no Heter Abamot at all. In the Ohel Moed should be Gilgal, there was a Heter Bamot. Now, that Heter Bamot, now let's talk about that. But this idea that you have, that a Bamas Tzibur is innately different than the Ohel Moed, is simply not so. A Bamas Tzibur is the Ohel Moed. Now, The only difference is that it's matir the bamot of a yachid. Now you want to talk about the bamot of a yachid? Fine, okay, the bamot of a yachid. I agree with you. That's called your own bama on your own roof. Your personal rooftop bama. Your rooftop bama, I agree. Lo ayu makriva le'ala olav shlamim, and actually I agree with the chachomim legabe the sheet of Rabbi Meir in that. It doesn't include the mincha, and it doesn't include the El Nazir, but if you've got a chiyuv of a korban chatos, go to Gilgal and bring your korban chatos. Who's stopping you? It's exactly the thing you would have done when you were in the midbar. So this now represents a third shita. The chachamim omrim. The chachamim say, look, kol shat zibur makrivim ba'omoyt shebimidbar. Makrivim ba'omoyt shebigilgal. Look, anything that could have been brought by the tzibur. Now this seems very repetitious. I mean, the tzibur, that's not what we've been discussing until now. We've been discussing the yachid. This positive language of the Chachamim, as if they're adding something, is so far inscrutable. Whatever it is that the tzibur would bring, they could bring in the Omer Gilgal. Vikan, vikan. Now, whether you're talking about now your difference, supposedly, between the Bamas tzibur and the Bamas yachid, now you're wrong about that, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo karavu, actually, the yachid was never brought his chova, meaning that they're agreeing essentially with the chachamim. So lo karvu for the yachid ela olav shlamim bilvad. So this seems to read like the shita of the chachamim that argued before with Rabbi Meir. No el nazir and no mincha. So what exactly the chachamim are arguing about is very unclear. Now we get to a new shita, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, it's not true. The tzibur was not makriv. You're saying only the yachid's got a problem of chovot. No, the tzibur's got a problem of chovot. Now remember, there are different types of chovot when it comes to a tzibur. They're the type of things that a tzibur brings because of events, as opposed to things that are linked to the normal karban oila, the karban tamid, or the karban musaf. So let's say there's a par helem davar, or there are seirei avodat kochavim, which are the equivalent of a yachid, chatas, or asham. The tzibur doesn't bring that either. So in this, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with all of the shitot above. And he's saying they all hold that a tzibur is the same in the Ohel Moed and in Gilgal. Rabbi Shimon is the first one to say that actually the tzibur is the same as the yachid in a way. It's true that a tzibur doesn't have nidav and nidav, but the equivalent of nidav and nidav in the tzibur terms is what they do all the time. This is what is given to the tzibur to do. The korbanot tzibur that are brought, the korban musafim, and so on. And then that's like the nidav and nidav. Those are chovah, but it's a different type of chovah. It's not a chovah that something happens to you to make you chayav on something. This is your common korban. Let's substitute for the specific words the korbanot of the tamid and the korbanot of nidav and nidav. Let's substitute the word the common korbanot. So the common korbanot of the tzibur are their korban tamid and korban musaf. The common korbanot of the yachid is the nidav and nidav, right? They're exactly the same. So when we move, says Rabbi Shimon, from the Ohel Moed, and now we have a bama, the yachid to his bama is the same as the tzibur to their bama. Neither of them have the right to bring specific events that are mechayev them. They bring their common korban. So the yachid continues to bring only the neder and the dava, whereas in the midbar, if he was over on the chet, he could bring a korban chatat, or he might have brought an asham nazir if he became tamei, whatever. But he's not going to bring that here. And the tzibur will also be limited to bringing the type of korbanot that they brought as a matter of course. So the point over here is a matter of course. That's the idea. And therefore, he argues on everybody. So both the yachid, says Rabbi Shimon, and the tzibur are the same, and even the tzibur were only makriv in Gilgal, the type of things that were a matter of course, like the korban pesach, and the chovot shekavu alehem zman, what you're calling a chovah, but they were matter of course chovahs. They had to be brought, come hell or high water. It had nothing to do with what you did. It had to do with what day of the year it was. So therefore, if there was a chiyav of bringing a carbon for your tamid, or even for your musaf, which is unusual, And the Musaf would have included a Chatros and a Sawyer that you never would bring every day. But that is part of a matter of course carbon. And this is Rashi's approach. Tosis's approach is that it would not include the Chata'ot of the Mo'adim Fund. But we'll get to that later in terms of how we understand the Pasuk when we get to Rabbi Shimon's Drosha. So this now represents a total change from the other two shitas that we have. So we appear to have four different shitas, but we've been unable to note the clear-cut difference between the shita of the Chachamim and the shita of the initial Chachamim, who are going to Rabbi Meir. There doesn't seem to be any difference between them. So now let's first, we continue on here with the presentation of the shitot in the Braita. Let's take a look now, well, on the basis of the shitot. So my time at the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who holds the difference is that the Yachid, he is only able to bring something that is Nidah V'Nidah, but that Nidah V'Nidah includes Mincha and El Naz. What's his source? Truth is, we already saw this drasha earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisrael, Lo tasun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom, ish kol hayashar beinav, which, again, a non-Jewish reader might have mistaken to mean, nowadays in the Midbar we do whatever the heck we please, which is of course absurd, because all of the dinim in the Midbar were exceedingly well-defined. The Machanah was more strictly defined than anywhere else. So it couldn't mean that. Therefore, it must mean, do not think you can get away with bringing all of the types of korbanos you can bring today in the Ohel Moed. Absolutely not. You can only bring, once you get into Eretz Yisrael, for those first 14 years, ish hayashar ve'inav, only those things which are up to you to bring. So that if you, it's up to you to determine whether you want to bring a carbon oil or a carbon shlomim, that you can bring. And therefore, we read the pasuk as this. Amala Moshe Yisrael, ki ayelitu la'aret yisharot kol hayashar ve'inav. Takrivu, chovot, lo takrivu. And I say, says Rabbi Meir, that it's obvious that once you're allowing yisharot, then minachot and nezirot are called yisharot because they're up to you to determine. Even the nazir is up to you. So the karbanot that the nazir would bring are included in the yisharot. The Rabbanan say, well, we're going to prove to you later that ein mincha bebama. So therefore, your conclusion might have been warranted if it was based only on the Sfara, but we're going to see that the Pasuk is mamayit mincha. And as far as your Sfara about Nezirut, we disagree with you, because the way to look at Nezirut is that the volunteer aspect of the Nezirut is the fact that you allow the nezirut to be chal, so you're going to grow your hair, you're not going to drink wine. But the chiv of the karbanot is something that's imposed upon you from the outside. Now this immediately raises the question in our mind when you say it's imposed upon you from the outside. Is that because we're dealing with karbanos that cannot be seen as included in your volunteerism, namely a karban chatas? I mean, you can't give a chatas if you want to. And therefore, when a nazir is chayav a chatas, it can't be the equivalent of saying, I made myself chayav a chatas by saying I would be a nazir. I was including hareini mekabel al atzmi levi chatat nazir. Or is the machloket actually about even those karbanot, like the Eila and the shlamim of a nazir, that I could have been noder v'noder if I'd wanted to? And the question is, am I essentially being noder v'noder them directly, or am I only being noder v'noder the way in which I'm going to behave, and then the Torah imposes them on me? There are two ways of looking at it, and this is what we're going to right now break. We're popping down one level. Remember, we're still in the middle of the Tamim. We're going to have to pop back up in a moment. But just to pop down on this issue, Omer Shmuel, by the way, the above question was a machloket only benogea the chatas of a nazir or the ashram of a nazir tamei, because those are things that might not be seen as yisharot, since they're normally not yisharot. But the olah of a nazir, the shlamim of a nazir, will certainly be yisharot, because you could have given them directly, and therefore they ought to be subsumed by the gift of the nazirut. Qua nazirut, which includes, I will also bring the karbanot that a nazir brings. I could bring those karbanot anyway, no matter what. So that's not what we're arguing about. And therefore, they would be brought, even according to the Chachamim, not only according to Rabbi Meir. Motiv Rabbah, no, that's not true. Okay, now here, we're unfortunately popping down yet another level into the question, which is going to show us what Shmuel was saying as not being supported by another sugya. So we're going to have to pop up into Shmuel, then we'll pop back up into the discussion that we were learning out the various limudim of the different shitot. Okay, so, which, by the way, you'll remember was itself a pop because we were really talking about the various shitot, which we never finished explaining because we don't know what the Chachamim were actually saying. So we're going to end up popping up all three levels back into the original question of, and what was the machlokas between the first Chachamim and the second Chachamim. So again, we stopped for a moment, broke to look at the Tam, then got into the question of, by the way, what were they arguing about the Chachamim Rabbi Meir, which Karbanot of a Nazir, where Shmuel asserted they're only arguing about the Karbanot that weren't opened for a direct gift. And now Rabbah is going to talk about another sugya, which has implications for Shmuel's statement. So now, motiv Rabbah. Chazev v'shok. You could see why people used to have a lot of trouble with Gemara. No, seriously, they weren't used to this, the multi-leveled constructions. They got very, very confused. They really did. It was amazing. I mean, just 50 years ago, kids would have trouble reading this because they couldn't keep in mind the different levels that you were dealing with. So there were the whole books. You take a look at the early books, the self-help books about learning Gemara and so on. And that they never, there was a required familiarity with computer programming to make this very obvious. But once kids in the third grade already know how to program certain basic things, it's no longer difficult.
It's an outline form.
Yeah. Well, that's a new outline form. Yeah, that's an outline because that's what your program looks like if you look at the language at birth to make it clear where you're at. So here, that's all that you're doing. So kids no longer have trouble with this. It's only the adults that don't know anything about anything. They're the ones that have problems. Chazev v'shok v'trumat lachmei todah. It's an interesting halacha. What is the din about the gifts that are given to a kohen? So, out of the carbon shlamim, we take out the chazev v'shok, give it to the kohen. The rest of it, of course, is kept by the owner. If the carbon, well, it's not a simple shlamim, but was a carbon todah, where we have the four different types of lechem. We also have what's called the Trumat Lachmei Todah. Now these things, this is a brayta, that's Rabbah's quoting, these things are noagin bebama gedolah, as we're going to see later on, ve'en noagin bebama ktana. Now, you'll notice that very conspicuously missing is a gift that is taken from another kind of shlamim in a very special circumstance, and that is the El Nozir is a shlamim which has a new gift called the Zroa B'Sheila, in which the, what do they call that part of the meat? And that's not brisket, it's shoulder steak. Oh. In which the shoulder steak is given to the kohen. Why doesn't it mention anything about shoulder? Must be because there wasn't any. That's the point. Otherwise, we would have been talking about the three possible gifts that were given from a shlamim, and we would need to know what the din would be at the shas heter habamot, right? So you're telling me that it's not knowing in a bama ketana, and I don't even need to know zroa b'sheila shaira. Now, why was it left out, you see? So if you hold that the machloka between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as to whether an nazir can bring his karbanot in a bama ketana includes the El Nazir, okay, then at least this makes sense, because that means that there's a shita of the Chachamim who say there was no El Nazir, so how am I going to discuss the shoulder steak of an El Nazir that didn't exist in a bama ketana? So therefore, at least, Hamani Rabbanani, that argue on Rabbi Meir. But if you're going to tell me that Shmuel is right, and the only machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was vis-a-vis the Chatat and the Asham of the Nazir, Fox, I'm going to throw this at you, the Chatat and the Asham of the Nazir, then this is going according to nobody. Hamani, nobody holds that there was a problem of an El Nazir. There was definitely an El Nazir, you're saying, even according to Chachamim. The only question was, is there a Chatas and Asham? So then why doesn't it mention it if it was there? I'll tell you why. Because indeed, Shmuel is wrong. All right, so now let's pop back up at Shmuel. Ella, sorry, we must have quoted Shmuel wrong. I mean, this is too egregious a mistake. Yitmar hachi yitmar. What happened was, is that what Shmuel said was just the opposite. The machloket is dafka on the Ella and the shlomim of the Nazir, which, since they are available for Nadarim and Nadavot in general, when they come as part of a Nazirut, Aliba to Rabbi Meir, they're seen as the direct impact of the words, I am a Nazir, which means I am a Nazir to bring a carbon that I have a right to bring, which is an Oyla Neshlam. Therefore, it's considered to be Nidav and Nidav. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, I am a Nazir does not mean I am going to bring a carbon. It means I am not going to cut my hair. I am not going to drink wine. The Torah then defines the nuchia of the El Nazir, and therefore it's not called a Nidav and Nidav. So now we can look back and we can say, oh, okay, so why did we not mention Zerah B'Sheila? Well, because according to the Chachamim, it doesn't exist in a Bama Ketana, so why should we discuss it? Well, only tell me what the din is of Liba Rabbi Meir. That's confusing. We'll leave it out. Okay, so now we have restated Shmuel. But when it comes to a Chatat V'Hasham, then Dibre HaKol Chovot Ninu, that for sure they're Chovot, and they are not Karev B'Vav. Now, the next shita that we have, Kol Shatzibo Makrivim Be'omoed Maita Maya Derabon. What you say over here is, the language, as I pointed out earlier, is very positive. Kol Shatzibur Makrivim Be'omoed Sheba Midbar Makrivim Be'omoed Sheba Gilgal. Okay, now that is clearly trying to add something, because otherwise I wouldn't say it in the positive sense. So, what, first of all, is the time of the Rabban? They say, Ish hayashar beinav yaseh. What this means is, Ish yisharot hu delikrov chovot lo likrov. It's only the individual that is being addressed in Ish hayashar beinav. So the very pasuk that was brought both by Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim initially is being addressed to an individual. Since it's being addressed to an individual, it doesn't affect the tzibur at all. The tzibur, afilu chovot likarev. They could bring even chovot because they're not being limited. So they are the same as they always were. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying, ki ketiv hayashar be'inav hu dichtiv. Rabbi Yehuda takes the approach that the yachid is also able to bring his chovah, just not on his own personal bama. But he's able to bring his chovah in Gilgal, correct? That's what he said. So I thought the pasuk says beferish, ish hayashar be'enav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, hayashar be'enav. You left out that, very, very convenient to leave out that word. Be'enav means what? I mean, doesn't hayashar by definition mean be'enav? Hayashar, the thing that is, yeah, I think I'll do that. And that I want. So be'enav has to mean
in the
place that I look at on my rooftop. In other words, the yashar can be brought be'enav. That's the point. So if this is, exactly, be'enav is always local. So if you're talking about living in a local world of be'enav, then you're limited to a local world be'enav to yashar, whatever looks right locally. And therefore, it would only include nadarim that are nidav and nidav. So be'enav, udichtiv. But in a Bama Gedola where you're no longer local, so then why would you be limited to yashar? Therefore, you could bring even chovot in the Bama Gedola, namely korev.
Limitation.
Everybody agrees it's a limitation. Everybody has agreed it's a limitation in the Dharma and the Davas. That is not the question. The question is whether Be'enav limits the limitation to a Bama Ketana, not a Bama Gedola. Okay, so up until now, all that we saw was a blanket limit on a Ish, that he could only bring Yesharot. But he can, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're limiting only the individual in the Mokom of Enav. But now we run into another problem, because the proof that there was no limit placed on the tzibur was the fact that it says ish hayashar be'inav. Ish hayashar be'inav means we will only limit the yachid, but we will not limit the tzibur. That's what we said was the svara in why the tzibur was able to bring the chovot that they needed to bring. So now you're saying even a yachid could bring chovot. So now the ish no longer makes any sense. Then why did it say ish? Since the tzibur and the yachid are exactly the same on Liba Rav Yehuda, they both can bring chovot. The only thing is they have to bring the chovot on the Bama Gedola. So then what's the meaning of ish? Alaktiv ish? Is it the meaning of the word ish to tell me lav lamemra, was that not to say that it's only the individual who is limited to yisharot to the likriv? Ha chovot lo likrov? but is not allowed to bring chovot at all, whereas the yochid is. Aha. But if you take this approach that be'enav is a limitation of the limitation, then there's no difference between the yochid and the tzibur when it comes to the babat tzibur. Now, how do you explain that? Well, says Rabbi Yehuda, I explain it very simply. The word ish has nothing to do with the description of who the limitations are for. On the contrary, it expands the din to tell me that any man can bring a korban. No kohanim are necessary. That's what it means. Nothing to do with an individual versus a tzibur, but rather any guy versus a kohen. That's the point. The kikdim ish lahakshir at azar. No, says the Gemara, we know that there's no zar on a bama. We already learned that out from Vizarak HaKohenet Adam Al Mizbeach Hashem. So the Mizbeach Hashem, and only the Mizbeach Hashem, which is Petach HaOmoed, requires the Zerik of the Kohen. Otherwise, the Zar is kosher. So sorry, that doesn't fly. Well, we understand that there was no din of a Zar at the Shas Heter HaBamot, because it's Tafka Petach HaOmoed. Ah, yeah, but you see, remember that the Bama is a translation of pre-Mishkan times, isn't it? So it's basically an anachronism. Because we're saying, even though we have progressed to the point where we have a very specified form of worship, if we don't have that, then we can go back to the way it used to be, until you come to the Menucha V'Nachla. But how did it used to be? It used to be that the Bechorot did the Aveda. So therefore, okay, you don't need a Kohen, but maybe you need Bechorot. So now I need a new pasuk to be Machshir Aveda on Obama across the board by any old person. Kohen, non-Kohen, Bechor, non-Bechor, really doesn't matter. So Ma'al Detem Aliboy Kiddush Bechorot, I might have thought that you actually need Kiddush Bechorot. Kami Ikara, Kamash Malan, that you don't. Okay, now we have the reasoning of all of the Shitot. Now let's pop up all the way to the Shitot. Aha. Now, the problem is, when the Chachamim made this statement, they really, you know, they sounded like they were expanding things by saying, Kol Shekar, I mean, that's really no different than the original Chachamim Argan or Rabbi Meir, and they even agree with the limits that the Chachamim, because they say only the Dorim and the Davos, they don't say anything about the El Nazir and Amincha. So basically, they are a complete repetition of the Chachamim, who were the second Shita that we mentioned. And here we're introducing them as this, wow, we got news for you guys. Anything that the Tzibur could bring, as if anybody argued with that. So, as the Gemara, so isn't that the same thing? Chachamim Hayinu Tanakama? Omer of Papa, the expansiveness, implies that there was an additional thing that would be brought that the Tanakama didn't hold up. And that is the question of whether Karvu Nisachim Bamidbar Ikabinaya. The question over here is, what is the status of the Nesachim up until this time? So according to the Rabbonan, where they hold, and we already saw this machlokas earlier, Benogea, whatever the din is Bamidbar, would redefine the meaning of Kitavo. Okay, you're not in Gilgal. No. So would redefine the meaning of Kitavo to the whole din of Eretz Akuzatchem. What is the new Chiddush of the Nesachim? So that was really, and that was a machloket we tackled in three ways. Remember, either from the Psukim, or starting what's the din Bizman Haboma, or starting with whether Kovan Nesachim Bamidva. They were just different ways of saying the same thing. So now, the original Shita that argues with Rabbi Meir, that we are calling here the Tanakhama, they held that whatever was Karev Bamidbar is Karev Bibama in the same way, in exactly the same way. Therefore, if I'm bringing a Karban Ayla today in Gilgal, or a Karban Shlomi, I will not bring the Nisachim with it, you see. Because what the Torah is coming to be Bechadish here, when it talks about the new din of Kitavohu, is talking about when you come and enter after Kivush and Nachal. Not during Gilgal, but when you come to Shiloh and you have a true yeshiva, adachuza in Eretz Yisrael, so then that's the chiddush that the Torah is coming to say, when you finally get to Shiloh, things are going to be different. There you're going to have to bring a korban together with a minchas nesachim. But that means that there was no basis for adding a chiyev in Gilgal. But these chachamim that say it in this expansive fashion, it's because they are indeed expanding. And they say, now wait a minute, actually they were always korban nesachim in the Ohel Moed, in the Midbar. Therefore the chiddush can't be when you get to Shiloh, because there's no chiddush in that. Shiloh is just continued presence of the Ohel Moed. So therefore, what does it mean when you get? It must be to mechayev you even during the 14 years of Gilgal. That's how we understood the machlokas earlier. So what you hold about the Midbar defines how you understand the new din of Nesachim. Which means that when you come to Gilgal, there would be a chiyev of Nesachim now across the board on Obama. Therefore, come along, the Chachamim, to say, listen, it's a lot broader than you thought. You thought they were only being makrib, the Karbanot? Nah. Now they're going to have to be makrib Nesachim as well. And this becomes the Chiddush. So this means that in Gilgal, if you hold Korvu b'midbar, then as we saw earlier, they were also Korvu b'bamat yachid and b'bamat tzibur, which is the addition of the kitavo to require nesachim in a bama ketana, because there always were nesachim in a bama gedayla, so to speak, in the midbar. And therefore, when the chachamim say their shita, they are adding something, although it's not something directly that is nogea, the big issue here, which is the status of the chovot, but nonetheless, it's a very important addition. So that means we do really have four separately identifiable shitot here in our sugya. Okay, let's review them once again. We started off with Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds no chovot at all for yachid, all korbanot for the tzibur on the bamat tzibur. The yachid can only bring nidav and nidav, which is expanded to include mincha and nazirut as nidav and nidav. And we understand that when we say nazirut, Shmuel will explain it later, what he really means is the eilah and the shlamim of the nazirut. The chachamim say, we agree with you when it comes to the question of no chova, it's true. Limits on the bamat yachid are only nadarim and davot. We disagree with you when it comes to your inclusion of mincha and el nazir in nadarim and davot. Minor issue. Where the tzibur does bring, they will not bring nesachim, because nesachim are only a chiyav when you actually get to Shiloh. This is the sheet of the first chachot. Then we move on to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, oh man, it's not like that at all. There actually were chovot for a yachid too, as long as it was brought on the bamat tzibur. So there's no difference between the tzibur and the yachid. And therefore, when it comes to chova, we're completely on the other side of the fence. If it comes to the nedarim that are nidav and nidav, that is to say, on your bama ketana, on your rooftop bama, there I concur with the sheet of the chachamim that argue with Rabbi Meir that you can bring only oil of shlomi, and not the el nazir, not the mincha, and I'm going to talk about Nesachim. We're not talking about Nesachim either. Okay, so this is now a completely different third shita. Then we have a fourth shita that we just clarified what that is, which is, we agree with the Chachamim that argued on Rabbi Meir, except for one thing. The Chachamim who argued on Rabbi Meir said, you would bring, the Tzibur would bring in the Gilgal, what it brought in the Ohel Moed. The Yachid could bring only the Darim and the Daveis, but he doesn't say that they would have to bring the Nesachim. Whereas, according to us, there was a Chiyuv of Nesachim that now came into effect, because actually, up until now, we would have thought that it was only a Chiyuv on the Tzibur, and now we're adding even a Bamat Yachid requires Nesachim, and that's the Chiddush of Kitavo to be Mechayev during Gilgal. So this is now a four sheet. Now we have a fifth sheet, which is a major sheet shift, and that's Rabbi Shimon. There's only three major machlokas. The others are minor, really, distinctions between it. But the fifth Shita is Rabbi Shimon Shita. There's no difference at all, he says, between a Yachid and a Tzibur. The truth is that each of them brings in their area the typical korbanot that they would bring. So in other words, the tzibur also only brings as a matter of course, tamid, musaf, but not chovah, not as a matter of course. And the yachid, whose chovot are always not a matter of course, because he doesn't have a chovah, other than a carbon pesach, but we're treating a carbon pesach here as a carbon tzibur, since it's brought by everyone together, Nidhi and Gilgal, so we're excluding that from the discussion. But otherwise it's called a matter of course. So too, the yachid won't bring any chovah, because it's not a matter of course. But if the tzibur were chayev, let's say, a par helam dover, or si'irei avodat kochavim, they wouldn't be able to bring it, any more than the yachid would be able to bring his chovah. And therefore, I argue on all of the above shitot. Okay, so now we see clearly, we have five different shitot, three major differences, because we can really put Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim together, even the second Chachomim together, because that's the minor distinction. Does it need the Sarkhan? Does it need the Sarkhan? Does it include El Nazir? Does it include El Nazir? Does it include Menachot or not Menachot? Okay, but generally speaking, they're all of the opinion that Chovot are not brought for a yochid at all. Then we have the shita that chovot are not even brought for the tzibur, that's Rabbi Shimon, and then we have the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the chovot are brought for a yochid. Those are the main three shitot. Now we've gotten to see the five different shitot, and we've looked at the reasoning, at least of three of them. We've already seen the indication of each, so we've gotten a hint as to more. Tomorrow we'll continue on the rest of it. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Oda Cheret Hayata, Ve'ezrat Nashim Hi. So the Ezrat Nashim is itself an addition besides the Chel. Ve'lo ayu onishim aleha, u'bishilo lo ayu ala shnei machanot bilvat. Haiminai lo haya. Oma Rabo Rabai is the Girs Neshita Mistabra. The Machanot Leviya definitely had to have been there, because he saw Kedai Machanot Leviya lo avoy. Then you got a problem with Shiluach Tmeim, because then Zovin and Tmei made him end up being in the same place. So the Mishtakim puts the Machaneh Achad, and the Torah says Lo Yitabed Machanehem, plurally, which means Tei Machaneh Lezeh, U'Machaneh Lezeh. Omar Le Rava, so what? You're making things better? What are you saying? That Machaneh Yisrael Lo Avoy. So then you have the same problem with the Zovin and Mitzora now sharing the same Machaneh space, because now there is no Machane Yisrael where the Mitzorah is not allowed to be. And yet the Torah says about the Mitzorah, Badad Yeshev, which means Shalo Yeshev Tamei Acherimo. So therefore, it clearly is not talking about Machane in the terms you've been used to discussing it. Liolam Kulo Havoy. When we talk about there being a missing machane, we're referring to something else. We mean there was a missing machane in terms of the din of klita. There were shtei machanot leklita because there was no klita in Shiloh, and therefore the iPhone didn't even, there was no klita in Shiloh, and therefore there was no place for a murderer to be shielded in, because it was the machane levia that created Klita in the Midbar, and that didn't exist in Shiloh vis-a-vis Klita. That's all that we're saying. So for all intents and purposes, there is a set of issues where Machane Leviya doesn't register as Machane Leviya, but it has nothing to do with the Achil of Kachim, and it has nothing to do with Shiluach Tameim. You just got confused. But you're saying that there was Klita in the Midbar? The Chalad Midbar, called the Kaltam Machane Leviya, I mean, gosh, even today you can barely hear anybody there. In Vatanya Vasamtilacha Makom, that means Lecha Bechayecha. Makom, which Makom? Your Makom, Lecha Makom. Asher Yanutz Shama, and yet it's being taught to Moshe, it wasn't very far to run. So that proves that Melamich Begalim Ba Midbar, and Lehechan Golim, to the Machane Leviya. And that proves, since there was only one Machane Leviya, that Mikanamru Ben Levi Shara Gola just Mipelech Lepelech. And the truth is, although not from here, but the truth is, even if he was Gola, even Lepilcho, he just gets a new house in Rechavia, that would also be enough Pilcho Koto. My Kra, Omer of Achabreda Ravika, Ki Beir Miklato. Yeshev, which is the Irshikalatito Kvar. Bolagil Galton Rabon. Kol Nidav and Nidav Ayakar of Bubama, because they Nidav and Nidav Inkar of Bubama, And this would include a mincha and a ziras. They're craving bo and the Meir. Chachamim omrim, no. Lo karvu le yachid ela olot shlamim, no mincha and oil nazir bilvat. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, kol shatzibur vayochid makrim vobo moed, including the chavot of the yachid in the omoed shebamidbar, it's exactly the same. We think Gilgal didn't have a din of an omoed. Gilgal is also an omoed. The only difference between the omoed shebamidbar and the omoed shebagilgal is the implication of its existence for other things, but it itself was exactly the same. And therefore, the omoed shebamidbar, lo ayu bamot mutarot, and the omoed shebagilgal, lo ayu bamot mutarot, but there's nothing that you would detect that was different inside the omoed. Now, if you want to discuss that the personal bama shebarosh gago, there I agree with the chachamim. Lo ayu makriv alea, elo ola v'shlamim, okay? V'chachamim omrim, kol shat tzibur makrivim ba'omoed shebamidbar, makrivim ba'omoed shebigilgal, but the yachid, kan v'kan, whether you're talking about the bamas tzibur or the bamas yachid, the yachid is only korev, the oil of shlamim bilvad, which sounds completely repetitious of the sheet of the chachamim that are going to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, av tzibur lo ikrivo, ela pesachim, v'chovot shekavu alem zman, those things which are brought as a matter of course, not things that happen as unusual events like a parhalam davashal tzibur or sirei avodat kochavi. Okay, now getting to the reasoning. My time to be mayor. The Omar Akra lo tasun kechol asher anachlo asim po hayom. Omar la Moshe li Yisrael, look, you're not going to do, okay, lita lari Yisrael, you're not going to be able to bring everything like we do nowadays. You're going to need to limit yourself to Yisharot. So Yisharot takrivo chovot lo takrivo. And I say, says Rabbi Meir, that by definition, that includes Benachot and Nezirot, because those are Yisharot. The Rabbanit say, we're going to prove to you later that ain't Mincha Babama, and we disagree with the logic of Neziras being Chovot. And now, as an aside, points out Shmuel, that the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim vis-a-vis Nezirut is only in terms of the Chatat Nazir, the Oshem of a Nazir's Tame, Avo Bolot v'Shlamim. Well, I mean, since you could theoretically bring it on its own without connection to the Nezirut, Divrei HaKol, that's considered to be Yisharot, and definitely would be brought even on a Bama Ketana. And now Rabbah asks on that from the din of Chazav Shok, Chumas Lach Vetoda, Noagim Bama Gedola, Ve'ein Noagim Bama Ketana. Note that it conspicuously leaves out the Zerah B'Shela, which is crying for mention here, because the only other case in which you have a shlomim that something is given, besides the Chaz of Ashok here, besides Achmei Torah, to the Kohen. So why didn't it mention it? See, Amit Bishlema, because the Machloket affects the El Nazir, and therefore there may not have been an El Nazir, according to the Rabbana. So because they're arguing it about the Olav Shlomim, so then this works out fine, because it's the Rabbana. But, I mean, if you're telling me that even the Rabbanan agreed, well, definitely it was an El Nazir, because that is certainly Yisharot. The only question was about Chatas Vashem, the way Shmuel is claiming. So then, how do you explain the fact that we didn't mention the Zerah B'Shelah? You're saying everybody agrees there was a Zerah B'Shelah, it's all money. Okay, so now going back up to Shmuel, Alit Ma'achi Yitma. Omar Shmuel Machloket Ba'ola U'Shelamim Avav Chatat Vashem. Divrei HaKol Chovot Ninu V'lo Karve. Omar Ma, V'chachamim Omrim Kol Shatzibur Makrivim Ba'omoyot Shebemidbar. So first of all, the logic in the Rabbana. My Tamayo the Rabbana, Omar Kra, Ish Hayashar Ben Aviaseh, Ish Yisharot Lulikrov Chovot Loli Karov. The Tzibur can bring even Chovot. And this accounts for their Machlokas with Rabbi Shimon in the end. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, actually, ki ketiv hayashar, that's only be'inav, but be'bama gedolim in the yochid can bring chovot. But what about the fact that it says ish as opposed to the tzipur? Wasn't that to tell me, lav la'memra, that the ish is limited to yeshorot, but chovot not, and not the tzibur? And that means that on a bama gedolah, that you can't possibly say that he was going to be Makriv Chavot. No. Kiktivish is Lakshir the Zar. Zar? I know that from the Zorak, HaKohenet Adam, Al Mizbeach Hashem Petach HaOmoed. Only there is there a din of Kohen. And Nafka learned that already. Ah, you see, that's true about the Kohen, but doesn't mean a Zar is kosher. It's not the only option. Because Ma'ad Etem Eloboy Kiddush Bechorot, the way it used to be, Kimei Kara. Because anyway, we sort of be regressing here into the Zman of Hetra Bomot. Kamash Malan, hey, the Chachomim, isn't that the same as the Tanakama? Omer of Papa, not quite. They're adding also the Chiyav of Nesachim. And Karvu Nesachim Bamidbar Ika Beinayer.
Following is the route from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
So we're holding on Daf Kuf Tes Ayin Amid Beis, 4 lines up. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Od Acheret Hayatasham VeEzrat Nashimi. There was one additional mark on them that had an extra chumra min rabbana, and that was the ezras nashim, and the chumra there was that a tzuyom wasn't nichnas, and v'lo hayon nashim alah. However, it's not listed over here because there was no specific onish on it. It was a, as we'll see, that was the chotzer achadasha that they were mechadish that tzuyom shouldn't be nichnas. Ubishiloh lo hayu ela shnei makanot bilvad. Whereas in Shiloh, we know that the din of Achiva, of Kachin Kalim, and of Meiser, was B'chol HaRo'eh. So in Shiloh, really, there were only two machanos. Hai minayo lo havi, which machana was missing when you say there were two machanos? Omar Abaye, mistavra, the machana levia miyahavi. Look, I don't know, I say one thing, that it's got to be that there was a machana levia there. Because Isaac adaitet machana levia lo havia. You're going to tell me there was no machana levia. Nimtzu zavin utmehem etim ishtachim chutz machane achat. And that would mean that a zav and a tamei mace basically would find themselves in the same machane. Because a zav is not allowed into the machane shechina, and a tamei mace isn't allowed into the machane shechina. Since there's no middle part where the Tamilais normally would be allowed, if there was no Machan Levia, and in which a Zav would not be allowed, which distinguishes between the Zav and the Tamilais, it would turn out they were both in the same place. Okay, so, what's the problem? So they're both in the same place. Ah! But our Torah Amrav lo yitamu et machanehem, which we understand means that you have to give machanet in machane lezeh, umachane lezeh. The Tamei Nefesh has to be in a different place than the Zav. So it's got to be that there was a Machane Levia to which the Tamei Meitim would be sent, because they're allowed in the Machane Levia, and the Machane Shechina would then be Mituhar from the Tamei Meitim, and the Machane Levia would be Mituhar from the Zavim. I guess the only thing that's left is the Machane Yisrael wasn't there. Oh, Malay Rava, so I don't understand what are you saying? The Machane Yisrael wasn't there? I mean, that doesn't make sense either, because Ela Mai Machane Yisrael Aviyasam. So Nimtza Zavinu Mitzrayim Mishtalchinu Makom Echad. If that's the case, then there's no Machane Yisrael. So fine, so what happens? The Zav is sent to the same exact place that the Mitzrayim is sent. Normally the Mitzrayim is sent outside of the Machane, meaning outside of the Machane Yisrael, but there's no Machane Yisrael. So that means that the Mitzrayim, about whom it said Badad Beshev, it's not Badad, it's with everybody else, right? Because, I mean, there's only one place to be. There's no. So if that's the case, then Atoram Ra Badad Yeshev, so how can it be Shavuot Yetomei Acherimo? This means there's got to be a separate Machana for Mitzorayim and Zavim. So clearly, this doesn't work, this analysis. It can't be that one of the Machanas was missing. It's absurd. And Le'onav Kulot Las, of course there were all three Machanas. I mean, that's a din of Tumah. When we say, Lo Ayu El Shtei Machanot, that is a special new halakha, in that Legabe, the din of Kulitah, there was no
machana. So you simply couldn't listen to the radio there at all. There was no klita. Or you couldn't use your cell phone. There was absolutely no klita whatsoever. Or in those days, actually, klita used to mean something else. If you murdered somebody by accident, so it would act as a, the machana levia would act as a
Yermikvah,
like all the Orei HaLeviim. So the Machan HaLeviim would, up until that time, meaning in the Midbar, had been the equivalent, and then the, of course, the Orei Mikvah, but once it came to Shiloh, there was no more Klita in Machan HaLeviim. And that Machan HaLeviim implies that this is a B'chidushah. So you're telling us, as the Gemara, there was klita in that Machan HaLeviim was kolet, and somebody had killed, so he was nitzah from the problems that he would have with the girl Adam, and all of this in the first, he has to go, he would go to Machan HaLeviim. Indeed so. Yes, well, it sounds strange, but it's a brisa of Hatanya. The Samti Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Samti Lecha Makom Asher Yanu Shama, this is from Mishpatim. So the Samti Lecha means I'm going to make it for you B'chayecha. Makom Lecha is the Makom, that's Mekom Chayi. The Makom Ishalcha, meaning where you stay, the Machan HaLeviim, that is the place Asher Yanu Shama. And that teaches us, Mahamit Shemengalim, Bamidbar, that there was Golis in the Midbar, and the Echad Golin in it furthermore teaches us that the Makom HaGolis is the Machan HaLeviim. If that's the case, then Mikan Am Omru, then if that's what happened in the Midbar, so that means that obviously, I mean, there's also Klita for a Levi who killed. Now, where did he go? Now, the different Machan. So by extension, we see from there that moving out of your normal place within the same din of Machan HaLeviim would have been sufficient to save you from a Gal Adam. If that's the case, then by extension into the cities of Levium, if a Levi kills, he doesn't have to go to another city. He can move out of his neighborhood, and then he'll be in the Machan HaLeviim, so to speak, just like it would have been in the Midbar. So then Levi Sharan, Golam mi Pelach lePelach. He goes from one neighborhood into another. And the truth is, the ingola b'pilcho, pilcho kolto, if he leaves his particular shkuna, goes to a different shkuna, that's also golas. Because it's basically the same idea as the Machan HaLeviim and the Midbar. We're in different cities. I mean, so where are you going to go? You're going to move your tent, basically. You're going to move somewhere else.
What do you call Tale when you...
What do you mean? No. That's been in the whole Machan HaLeviim. Micro. And where do we see this merumas in the Pasuk regarding the Orim? Omer Avach Bredovika ki be'il nikla to yeshev. In the place where he is. And so if we see from here, you can have golas after golas. You will go mipelach lepelach. You can also go now within that to somewhere else. In other words, so yirshekalakato kvar. You have a city which you already were. The lady was already living there. That's his town. Or the Machan HaLeviim, that's his town. Nonetheless, that city, near Miklato, Yeshev, if he kills, he stays in the same place, as long as he's not literally the same Machan. The difference is, and it does what says, that Lamaisa, the place where he was, is the equivalent of leaving town. So if he goes to a different city, he has the advantage that the entire city is covered. But if he stays in his city, then if he goes back to his old neighborhood, they can get him. Because that's not Golas for him. That's a very interesting idea.
Well, the people you're chasing is not around the Yemikah.
No.
But
he parachutes in.
Sorry?
He parachutes in. And we were talking about already a cell phone. If you had no Kulikah,
no, I don't even mean him. Coming in, I mean, he's already there. The guy is likely to be already in. If the killer is in the town, then those who would avenge the kill would also be in the town.
So that would be very dangerous indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not
going to try to keep that.
Do you
think if he has it, though?
No pre-housing. So keeps it in.
Now we're going to enter into something that's going to require a little bit of concentration. There's a number of different shitas about what precisely is the difference between a yachid on a bamas yachid, a yachid in a bamas tzibur as opposed to a real mishkan or mikdash, and a tzibur in being makriv in a real mishkan, or a tzibur in a bamas tzibur. So no Gibel and Gilgal, these were not mikdashim, they were bamot, but they were public bamot. We already know, when we saw before, that there is a din of bringing the carbon petah, the public barma, even though that's similar to a bamas tzibur, to a carbon tzibur in a sense, because it's brought together as a group, but really a carbon of a yachid that's brought as a group, because it has to be nichnasim b'shar echad. But other than that, and the truth is that even the Gemara is not going to be sure. We're going to see tomorrow more on that. But let's take a look at the various shitas. Tana Rabban, kol shenider v'nidei karev bivama. Anything, which we already saw, anything that you can bring v'neder b'nedava, which is a carbon olah and a carbon shlamim, for sure. Now, it's not clear exactly what about a mincha? Or, I mean, you can be menader for mincha, right? Doesn't matter. What about an olas haov? We'll see more about that. But kol nida v'nida, I get karev v'bam. Kosha ein nida v'nida, ein karev v'bam. But you should know that mincha and even nazirus, because ultimately nazirus you can look at as being nida v'nida. When a guy made himself a nazir, as a result of which he's b'chayim himself with his karbonis. So that means the carbon of a nazir, even though the karbonis chova, says Rabbi Meir, are considered to be a nida v'nida. We bring them in a bamas yachid. The chachamim omrim, lo kirvu le'yachid ela olot ushlamim bilvad. No, a mincha and a nazirus is not brought, but you can bring olos ushlamim, yet. But that's all. So if we have our first machlokas here in what a yachid brings on a bamas yachid, that's called a bama kitana. So all he can bring, if he's chayiv in a korban chatas, or in a korban asham, or for that matter even a korban pesa, he doesn't bring that on his own personal bama. What's more, it says over here that he can't be makriv anything, anywhere. It doesn't say dafka on a bama ketana. The truth is a yachid cannot bring any type of chayvais that are being brought b'shas heter habamais, even if it's on a bama gedela, which is the bama tzibur. He can't do that. Later on, we're going to talk about what about the carbon pesach. See that as a special case. But the yachid, basically, who's got himself a chiyav of an asham or a chakas, as we saw earlier, is always mechusar zman until there's an actual mikdash that he's able to bring it in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now Rabbi Yehuda seems to say something which is a complete non sequitur. I mean, they weren't discussing it. Because of that, we understand that Rabbi Yehuda had information about the sheep of Rabbi Meir and these chachamim. And therefore, what he's coming to say is, no, I disagree with you on the unstated part of what you hold. And what Rabbi Yehuda says is, kol shahat tzibur v'hayachid makrivin be'omoy shebemidbar makrivin be'omoy shebad Gilgal. I want you to know that a yachid, now it didn't say the fairish, but we could have understood the first part. It's talking about dafka b'mas yachid. Now we see when Rabbi Yehuda said, well, look, it makes no difference if you're a tzibur or a yachid. You can bring any carbon that you would have brought in the Omoed during the Midbar time, you can bring that in Nob and Givon or in Gilgal. Exactly the same, which means that according to him, a Yachid can be Makriv, an Asham and a Kafir, not on his own rooftop, but he could come to Gilgal and he could bring it there. And that would be all right. Now, he argues, therefore, both on Rabbi Meir and on the Chachamim. The only difference, says Rabbi Yehuda, between the Olamot Shebemidbar and the Olamot Shebegilgal is that the Olamot Shebemidbar, lo hayu bamot mutarot, you couldn't have your own private bama in the Midbar, whereas the Olamot Shebegilgal, hayu habamot mutarot, there you could have your own private bama. And now, reverting back to telling you what you can do on your own private bama, which seems to be rather repetitious, which the Gemara is going to ask. Ubamato shebarosh gado lo yamakir ala v'shlamim. You could only, on your own bama, even though I disagree, said Rabbi Yehuda, about what you can bring in the bama tzibur, but on your own bama you can bring an ala and a shlamim and nothing else. The Chachamim Omrim, whereas the Chachamim say, oh, for heaven's sakes, Kol Shatzibur Makriv and Baal Moshe B'Midbar, Makriv and Baal Moshe B'Gil. This isn't true. A Yochid is limited to Eilav Shlamim even on the Bamat Tzibur. Your rule is wrong. You said whatever a Yochid or a Tzibur could have brought me Omoi. No! Whatever a Tzibur could have brought me Omoi, they could bring in Gilgal. Yes. But not the Yochid. So Kol Shat Tzibur Makriv Baal Moshe B'Midbar Makriv Baal Moshe B'Gilgal. V'kan Lo Kervu LeYachid Ela Ola U'Shlamim Bilvad. I mean, we seem to be running around in circles. They already said this. This is the Shita of the Chachamim, which we started with, right? Chachamim Omrim Lo Kervu Yachid Ela Ola U'Shlamim Bilvad. It said that 10 lines before, and that was arguing on Rabbi Yehuda clearly. And they held these chachamim that even an Obama's tzibur, the Yochid couldn't bring anything else. Otherwise, what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing about? So this is completely repetitious. The chachamim coming over here and again say the same thing that they said before, which is going to be bothered by. What are they adding over here? Now, Rabbi Shimon represents yet another shita. And Rabbi Shimon says, now hold on, you both agree that a tzibur can bring anything at all on a bama tzibur? That's not true. A tzibur lo hikrivu el apsachim v'chovot shekavu aleihem zman. The only thing that a tzibur can bring in Gilgal or in Novan Givon is not what they could bring in the Olmoid. In the Olmoid, couldn't they bring a par halam dovash al tzibur? Seirei avodas kechavim. Yes? Absolutely. How about the Kohen Mashuach? Oh, those things they can't bring anymore. They can only bring Kovot or Kavua Zman on them, such as the Karban Tambid, the Musaf, and later on we're going to see in the Gemara that what this really means is they couldn't even bring the Chataot of the Musaf either. But right now we don't know that. So at this point we believe it's talking about Lahotzi, those things that are at a Tov Shabbos, I think. Jet lag a little.
Yeah.
So the mashma'ut of the sugya up until now, and we won't know this for a while, is that we're talking only about the difference between chov and non-chov, but you could bring a chatas that was a chayvas. You would certainly bring Yom Kippur chataot and the regalim chataot. So it turns out that we have a number of different shitas. Let's review them. This sheet that we just have of Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a difference between what a tzibur brings in the Olamoid and what a tzibur brings in a bamas tzibur. And in a bamas tzibur, all they can bring is chovos that are kavu alehem zman, not things that happen to be a chiyuv that came about through an event. Okay? And the yachid, now the yachid already, that's a little bit more complicated. As far as the yachid is concerned, we have a three-way machlokas. Can a Yachid bring his chayves on the Bamas Tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, he can. Whatever he could have brought in the Olamoid, he can bring on the Bamas Tzibur, even a Yachid. So there's three levels. Even a Yachid, only a Tzibur, and even not a Tzibur. So Rabbi Shimon says, even a Yachid. The Chachamim say, no, only a Tzibur can bring whatever they have brought. And Rabbi Shimon says, even a Tzibur can't bring whatever it had brought. They can only bring Chovot HaKavu Alev Zman. Legabe, the Yochid on a Bama Kitana, which is his own private Bama, Clearly there are three shitas here, but we don't know what they are, because one of them seems to be repetitious with the first one. But the two shitas that we recognize is a yochid can bring erlais, shalamim, menachas, and nazirus. That's one shita, and that's Rabbi Meir. And then we have the chachamim shita that says no menachas, no nazirus, only erlais and shalamim, on abama ketana. And then we have this other chachamim that seems to say exactly the same thing as those chachamim, so that we'll have to wait a bit to see what it is that they're arguing on. My time at Rabbi Meir. Now, where does Rabbi Meir come up saying that you can only bring, as a yachid, no chobas at all, you can only bring an eila or a shlamim and a mincha and a nazirus? Well, the Omer Kura, remember that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that Kitavo, when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, lo tasun kichol asher anachnu osim po hayom, you can't bring everything that we bring today, because we, whether we're Yechidim or whether we're Tzibur, we bring whatever the heck we want. We can bring a Chatas, we can bring an Asham, we can bring Bechor, Meiser, Shlomim, we bring anything that we want. It's not going to be that way. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be in Noven Givon. And over there, Ki Ailitu La'aretz, what can you bring? Not Yashar Anachlo Simpo Ayom, rather, Ish HaYashar Be'inah. You can bring only those things which are up to you and entirely up to you, meaning things that are Yashar Be'inecha, but are Nida V'Nida. I feel like bringing your Shlomi. Fine, bring Shlomi. I feel like bringing an oil. But what isn't Yashar Be'inecha and is defined by the Torah? Chatas and Menachim, you cannot bring that. Now, Menachas, I mean, you have a right to decide that you want to bring a carbon mincha. So that's Yeshirot, Yesharot Benecha, Nizirut. Also, you could be Menader, but you're a Nazir. And then you become Chayav Niz Karbonis. So that's also called Yesharot Benecha. Rabbana said, well, first of all, a mincha of Obama. That's just a given. They learned that out from the Chosik of Zevach that we had before. Only Zvachim are brought. And Zvachim means things that are slaughtered, not things that aren't slaughtered. Mincha is not slaughtered. So it's excluded from the whole thing, because remember, when we talked about the Isser of Akrava Bebama, so we had two psukim. One pasuk was referring to things that had been Bishas Etra Bamas. And it says, Zavachim Asher Heim Zavachim Apnei HaTzadeh. And Heim Zavachim Apnei HaTzadeh, we said that must mean the Zavachim that were meant to be brought up Apnei HaTzadeh, meaning B'Shas Heter HaBamot. But from there you see that it's only Zavachim that are brought up Apnei HaTzadeh, and not Menachas. So therefore, that's a given. I mean, forget about this pasuk, Yishoreis. Fine, that's in terms of this criterion. There's not only one criterion. We have various criteria. One of them is, in fact, that it should be Nida V'Nida. One of them is that it should be a Zevach. It should be something that's slaughtered. A mincha is not slaughtered. As far as what your time is, that in a Zerus is only a Zerus is Yishrot. Not Yishrot. You make the Zerus in terms of the Isser of drinking wine, being the Tam Elevation. I mean, they're the Tanis, Machayat your Karbanis. You never say a word about Karbanis. So how do you mean you could be Machayat yourself Karbanis? You can't be Machayat yourself Karbanis of a Nazir. You can make yourself a Nazir. And then the Torah is Machayat your Karbanis. By what stretch of the imagination do you call that Isha Yashar Be'inah? I mean, you say, yeah, Isha Yashar Be'inah, go be Machal Shabbos and bring your Karban a minute. This is Yashar. Fine. So that's those two sheets. Now the question is, which element of the Nazirus are we talking about? Because after all, you bring an Asham Nazir, you bring a Fantas Nazir, you bring an Ayos Nazir. Comes along now Shmuel and tells us, you should know, the Machlokes Benogea, the Nazir, is only with the Katas and the Asham, because the Katas and Asham are Kvayvays. And it's difficult indeed to stretch the idea of Isha Yashar enough to include a Chatas and an Asham. But when it comes to the Eilais and the Shlomim, the El Nazir is a Shlomim. So they're the Rechol Yisharot Ninu. That's clearly Zish, because it's the type of carbon it's Yisharot. You could be Machayiv yourself in a carbon Shlomim anyway. So okay, yeah, you do it through the Kabbalah Sanaziris. I mean, that's essentially a Yisharot. And that definitely you can be Korav even in a Bamas Yochi. Meisiv Rabbah, to which Rabbah responds with a question, how can you say that everyone is agreed that you bring an El Nazir? Take a look what it says over here. Chazer v'shok v'trumat lach mei todah nohagin b'bama gidola v'in nohagin b'bama kitana. Now, you know, this seems to be a separate, unrelated halacha, that he's telling us a din. Since it says, l'gabi, these things l'anif t'nufa lifnei Hashem, and a bama kitana is not lifnei Hashem, so memela, anything that requires t'nufa lifnei Hashem, is excluded. Fine. All right, I mean, it's a little bit of a question. Why not already exclude mincha from this? The mincha requires tznufa. Fine, but the difference is that the tznufa of the mincha is not the essential thing that you do with it. It's something that's done. Obviously, the whole point of it. I say atznufa, I mean, that's the whole point of it. Now, notice that it leaves out something very important. The El Nazir doesn't talk about the zroa b'sheila, which is added, a special gift that's given from the El Nazir. Why doesn't it say that? Well, that the whole point of it is that becomes kichazeh atnufa, kishoka truma kichazeh atnufa. Now there's got to be a reason I left it out. V'ilu hazra b'sheila v'ayil shaila. Why didn't the Tana say that that doesn't exist in the Abama Kitana? That there's no din of giving it to the kohen. So iyan b'shleimah v'ilu shlamim. If you're going to tell me. Because indeed there is a shita, namely the shita tachachomim that argue with Rabbi Meir, and they hold that you're not makriv an El Nazir. So what am I going to start talking about? What you do with the Zroa B'Shela? There ain't no such thing, because there's no El Nazir to have a Zroa B'Shela from. Then I understand why we don't bother mentioning it. Yes, a Chazei Atnufa you have in every Shlomi. But a Zroa B'Shela, you only have an El Nazir. You can't bring an El Nazir at all, so for nothing to discuss. Okay? Then our money, Rabbanan, this is represents the Shita Rabbanan. We're not talking about Rabbi Meir. But what Kredo Shmuel said, everybody agrees that he's supposed to bring his Shlomi. The only argument was whether he brings his Chatas or his Asha. So how could we leave out the Zroa B'Shela? Eliyam at the Chatat V'Hasham Pliye. Our money. So who is this going according to? Why don't we talk about the fact that the Zroa B'Shela has the same din as the Chazei HaTnufa, and it's not Noeg L'Bama Ketana? Obviously, Shmuel has it wrong.
Why can't we say Tana B'Shia?
Because it's my Shia, thy Shia. This is it. I mean, this is the full list.
Menachos? It's too different.
No, but we're talking about Tnufa. What do you mean? If Menachos don't exist at all. We're talking about things that exist that don't have Tnufa. Remember about some one case? We had three unique cases. Therefore, clearly you've got Shmuel wrong. Shmuel must have said the opposite. Fella, eat my hockey, eat my. The correct way of Shmuel would be to say the opposite, that I'm a Shmuel. Machlok has ba'il of Ishlami. Even Rabbi Meir never meant to say that a chatas and an asham is isha yasha ba'inam. That's crazy. What he's saying is that in the same way that a person can be Machayev himself normally, a carbon shlami, or a carbon ayla. So why should we look at the acceptance of the Nazirut as being unrelated to the Karbanot? He's a Nazir. And as a result of being a Nazir, the Torah then is Machayev him to bring an El Nazir. Why don't we say that innate in a person's acceptance of the Nazirut is the type of Karban that he is allowed to accept upon himself? Namely, the Karban Shlomim, in this case, the El Nazir. That's what the mirror is saying. But what are we going to say? That the person should be viewed as being mechayev himself a chatas when we know that that's never be yodo to be mechayev himself a chatas or an asham. So there, Rabbi Meir didn't argue. So if anything, Rabbi Shmuel was saying exactly the opposite. Everybody is agreed. Even Rabbi Meir is agreed that the chatas and the asham is certainly chatas. It's certainly a carbon chayva. It's not yesharot. Below Karbi, we are not going to bring a Karban that he can't be Machayev himself on in any way. Now, Can we get straight what that Chachomim business was? It was completely repetitious. You're back again. Chachomim Aymerim, Kol Shatzibur Makrim Adoya, and blah, blah, blah. The Yochid says, what? Well, first of all, where did they get this from? I mean, how do you know to be machalik between the Yochid and the Tzibur? If we give a din of the Mishkan to Gilgal, basically, you're telling me a Tzibur can do whatever they want. So I understand. So why can't the Yochid treat Gilgal as a Mishkan and bring his chatos and his achamos there? Omar Kro, because it says Ish Hayashar Beinav Yaseh. It's only Ish that is limited in this way. That Yisharotu de Likro Chovot Lo Likro Tzibur Afilu Chovos Likro. The point over here is that the Tzibur can, in fact, be makriv whatever they want, but not the individual. So in other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing is he's taking out the Yochid totally from the picture of the Bama Gedolah, and he's saying, well, it's none of your business, the Bama Gedolah. It's just the same as in the Tzibur, they can take care of themselves there. Whereas the Rebbe Yehuda will argue, and he said, no, what if you're on a Bama Gedolah, then you treat that in exactly the same way that you would treat the Mishkan in the Midbar. Omar Lachar, Rabbi Yehuda, says that's not what it means. Of course, a Yochid can deal with Gilgal the same way he deals with the Yom Moed. All that Rosh Rabbeinu was saying is that Hayashar is when it's Be'enav. What does Be'enav mean? When it seems in his eyes, he wants to have his own private relationship with God. His own little place up on his roof. So then Moshe says to him, look, it only can be those things which are yashar if it's going to be be'enav. So if it's going to be on your private boma, it's only those things which you have a right to bring on your own. Nedarim and nedavos. But I never said that it should be you, Yochid, should be limited in any way when it comes to Gilgal and Nov and Givon. There, of course, you're welcome to come. That's like the Tzibur. Every individual can do whatever he would have done in the Midbar, whatever he will do in Yerushalayim or in Shiloh in the Beis HaMikdash. It's fine. The specific Isser is only on Be'enav. So let's see that inside. Ki Ksiv HaYashar A Be'enav U'Desi. It's Ish HaYashar on the Bama, which is Be'enav. That's how I understand it. Avo B'Bama Agdola? Well, what's the problem? So I never limited him. So where did you get the idea that there's limitation, Mikhlam? Yeah, but wait a minute, review this, and why does it say Ish Hayasha Be'enav? If you're telling me the meaning of the word Be'enav is by definition the personal Bama, then there's no point in mentioning Ish. The way we understood before that we're going to be Mechalek between the Ish and the Tzibur, so then you have to say Ish. You Ish individual cannot bring your privacy on the Bama Gedolah. However, Tzibur, of course, can. But according to the Yehuda, there's no difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur. And the word that has been used here for the Bama Ketana is Be'enav. So what's the Ish mean? Why mention the Ish? What does it mean? Ish lo Isha? What does Ish mean? So according to you, what's in Ish? Isn't that saying, Lav Lameimra, the Ish Yisharot, Hudilikrov, or Chobod Lolikrov? Is that the point? That even though the Tzibur is going to have a Mishkan, so to speak, in all practical terms, in Gilgal, the Ish will not, and he cannot be mocked of anything but Yisharot. So what's the pshat? He says, Rabbi Yehuda, boy, you're like totally off the wall. That's not what Ish is coming to talk about. Ish is a new halacha, that you don't need a Kohen. Kiksiv, Ish, Lakshir et Hazar. Zar? Well, what do you think? That I need a Kohen and a Bama? I know the din of Kohen is limited to the Mizbeach because it says, Vizaraka Kohen et Adam, Ah Mizbeach Hashem. Machkele. I learned from that pasuk that the only time there's a din of Kohen for the Avodah is Ah Mizbeach Hashem, not on a Bama. That's not called the Mizbeach Hashem. True. You don't need a Kohen. But you might need a Bechor now, right? Now let's say that we treat the Bama as the equivalent of the pre-Kohen period. Well, pre-Kohen period still required a Bechor to do the Avodah. So maybe the pshat is, if it hadn't been for this pasuk, I would have said, okay, the personal Avodah retains the dinim of what things were like before we made the Mishnah. At Har Sinai, what were things like? So who did we send up to do the Avodah on Har Sinai? Zatutei b'nei Yisrael, Harei b'nei Yisrael. We sent up the Bechorais to do the Avodah. So maybe on your personal bana, you should send up a Bechor. So mal v'tema liboy kiddush Bechorais k'nei Yikara, just like it used to be before the Mishkan. Kamash malan, therefore, this teaches us now that in fact you do not need any specific kedusha. Each, whatever, anybody can come right up, step right up, do the Avodah on your bama, and nobody has any problems. And therefore, you created a whole big deal over here, the difference between an each and a tzibur. There's no difference. The tzibur and the yochid, according to the Yehuda, are exactly the same. Bring anything you like on a bama gedola. But getting to that chachomim is the same as the previous chachomim. Chachomim, hainatanakana. He said exactly the same thing. He said, no, Yochi cannot bring anything on a bama tzibur other than anybody would bring on a bama Yochi. Namely, Eil HaShlamim, and only Eil HaShlamim. So, that's what we said before. Amr Papa, there's one difference. Kavun Hisakim Bamidbar Ikebinayim. The point over here is, since they repeated the words, Kol Shahatzibur Makrivim, they said, be Almighty Bamidbar. But, a Yochid not, right? Makrivim Lagyoga. Why do they have to say that? Rabbi Yehuda also said that. They could have just said, no, we disagree with you. Ayakid and a korav elamashinidim and nidim. Why did they repeat? Kol shat sibur. The pshat is that they are indeed coming to say something that the chachomim before didn't say. That's why they repeat it. We're adding. Okay, so what are they adding? They apparently hold that when it comes to Yogel and Moven Givon, you have to bring the sachim with your korbanos. Now, what's that dependent on? We already saw earlier. That's dependent on whether there were Nesachim being brought during the time of the Olamoy. If Nesachim were being brought during the time of the Olamoy, why does it say in Shlach Kitabo, when you get there to Israel, then this is what you should do, is bring the, I'm bringing Nesachim now. The only way to understand that is that it's telling you, even if you're being Makriv now, not in the Mishkan, you should know you're still going to have this new Chiyah to be Makriv Nesachim
in
Novin Givon or in Gilgal. But if you all, there never was a din of Nesachim at all, this is the first time that there was ever Mitzvah, so then I understand that that Tzivoy, the most we can derive, is the Tzivoy of actually in the Olamoy, meaning in Shiloh, not. And that's good for apparently the Makos. I don't know which one holds which. Because, since they repeated themselves, they said, Kol Shat Sibur. That means they're coming, Lahosiv. And therefore, we know they must be the ones. The second Chachamim are the ones that hold that you have to bring Nesachim in Gilgal. So they apparently held Kiv and Nesachim in Midbar. The first Chachamim disagreed, and they held Lo Kiv and Nesachim in Midbar. The Chiddush, therefore, was to be Makom Nesachim in Shiloh and the Beis Avami. And the Mela, everything works out beautifully. So let's just review now the shitas that we have. When it comes to the Yachid, our broadest shita over here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, and you could basically bring whatever really you'd like to bring, as long as you're doing it on the main bama in Gilgal. When it comes to your rooftop bama, there I agree. You know, you can only bring things that are neither of neither. Then we have the shita of the second chachamim, who say, well, actually, the more broad than that, we have Rabbi Meir, who says, well, no, you can't bring any chayva on the bama gedola. On the bama ketana, you could bring, or on the bama gedola, you could bring your nidav, which includes even the naziris and menorahs. The chachamim that argue, Rabbi Meir, say, No Menachos, no Nazirus, and no Nezakim. And then the final Chachamim say, yes, Nezakim. address the other issue. The Tosfos talks about what the Shita would be legabe in. Bring some interesting rise from the Gemara, which we'll talk about tomorrow. And basically, that's pretty good. Oh, wait a minute. I left out. Hold on, I left out Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. Ah, sorry, back to the Sibur. Rabbi Shimon says that a Sibur, I talked about the Yochanan and I skipped. So Rabbi Shimon holds that Sibur can be makriv on the Baal Megidala only those things that are Kabul and Zman. Okay, not things that are, and in the end, as I mentioned to you, we're going to see that that includes even Hata'ot they can't bring. So they can only bring those things that they would bring all the time. And then we have the Shita of the Chachamim Rabbi Meir Legabe, the Baal Megidala, which is that the Tzibah don't bring anything, basically, on the Baal Megidala. And that's what they were arguing in over here with the original Shita where Rabbi Yehuda argued with them. And that's not to me, I think. Legabe, the offered on the bottom of the day. Fine. Okay. Is that tomorrow? Is that as usual? Unless you want to have a big breakfast.
Coffee.
Coffee. Tomorrow, everything is mutter.
Surely to add.